Welcome to She Sells Ottawa, your go-to podcast for all things real estate and beyond. Featuring your hosts, Sonia Kreitz, Tamara Velati, Corey Kugler, and Tara Kugler. Fun fact, we're not just colleagues who work on different teams. We're amazing friends with a passion for real estate and uplifting our local Ottawa community. Join us for each episode as we dive into the local market trends, share insider tips, and provide invaluable insights. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a first-time homebuyer, She Sells Ottawa is your one-stop shop for useful takeaways and entertaining conversations. So grab your coffee and get ready to be inspired.
Welcome, everyone. It's a bit of a celebration today. We are doing our very first podcast of She Sells Ottawa.
Yay!
We did it.
Yes, today's podcast, we're talking all about the spring market and how the spring market affects you here in Ottawa. If this is your season to buy or to sell, you're going to want to listen to today's podcast and hear all about our pricing strategies and real life scenarios from the heart of the city.
Yes.
But first, let's meet our hosts.
Okay, well, hi, I'm Tara Kugler, and I'm one half of the Kugler team with my mother, Corey, who's just happens to be sitting right here beside me. I got my real estate license back in 2012, and I'm currently with the Right at Home Realty Brokerage. I live in Old Barrhaven with my husband, Colin, and my two rescue pups, Wally and Lamone, and I'm very community-driven, so not only do I love working with clients in Barrhaven, but I love to advocate for small businesses and support local whenever I can. I also have a passion for design, which works out well for our clients, as I love to stage, and it turns out really well for them. So that's a bit about me.
Yay. Well, I am Corey Kugler, so I am the mom portion of the Kugler team with Right at Home Realty. I have my daughter Tara sitting here right here next to me. I have been in real estate since 2003. Before that, I was in health and fitness. I taught group fitness classes, did personal training, and eventually went into gym management. And now during that time, I met a lot of realtors that would come to my classes, or I had them as personal training clients. And I thought, what an interesting career and how glamorous. Anyway, right. The interesting.
Pause for laughing.
Exactly. Definitely interesting it is, definitely, but glamorous maybe not so much. Anyway, I started in 2003 in Cottage Country in Barry's Bay, where I was lucky enough to have a wonderful mentor who coached me through all things to do with waterfront real estate and rural real estate. That's a tough one. which is, you know, there's a lot to learn in those particular scenarios. So I lived there for 3 years and then moved back to Ottawa, where I've been since 2006 again. So after three years, I moved back to Ottawa. And during that time, I've seen every type of market there is. I've seen buyer's market, which seemed to go on forever. Most recently, seller's market. Typically, the 2020 to 2023 was a really hot seller's market. Yes. And I've also seen periods of balanced market. So
you've been around.
So definitely.
What you're saying is, kind of.
The good news is, though, that I still adore what I do. I wouldn't do anything differently. Love this industry. And I am so privileged to be sitting here with my wonderful co-hosts, who I have such admiration and respect and love for.
Aww. We love you too.
We love you too. So hi everyone, I'm Sonia Kreitz and I'm part owner of a team. We formed the Ottawa Property Gals in 2013. Lori Williams is my partner, and we've actually known each other for, oh gosh, maybe 26 years. But we've been partners for, I guess, over 11. And so I've been a real estate agent myself for over 12 years and very passionate about the business. But the main loves of my life, besides real estate, are my two daughters, Taylor and April, and my little French bulldog, Millie. Aww. And my husband, Paul, and probably in that order. I'm super excited to be collaborating with these wonderful ladies who are not only fabulous realtors, but great friends. And we don't only just learn from each other and offer support, but we do have a lot of fun as well.
Yes,
that
we do.
So I've had this idea of doing a podcast for years, and I'm, you know, absolutely thrilled that we're finally having it happen, and especially with all of my wonderful co-hosts here. So super excited.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, we are too.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Tamara Vallati, and I'm an owner investor at eXp Realty. My career officially started in 2005. Back then, we had a very busy household. We were buying investment properties. And our realtor at the time suggested that I get into real estate. Well, that was it. That's all I could think about. I had to get into this business, and I am very happy that I did. Back then, I transitioned from the healthcare field into a busy real estate career. My kids were 3 and 5 at the time, now 22 and 24. Oh, wow. My husband owns and operates a busy construction business, which marries well in real estate. Mm-hmm. And the reason I wake up every morning, quite honestly, is for our 8-year-old Morky Tyson. He is absolutely the love and the joy of our lives. He has his own fan club. He steals a scene everywhere he goes.
Stole my heart.
He does.
Well, he is quite disappointed he's not here with you ladies
you
today.
Bring him on the table.
Yes. Yeah. He will make an appearance.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, that was amazing. It's really amazing to be here. I think we should just dive right in. What do you say? Let's talk about it.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's talk.
So the March stats just came out, and we've got new listings creeping up, in fact, quite high, and days on market dropped significantly. So this is telling us we're right in our spring market. Mm-hmm. What is the feel? What's happening out there, ladies? It's getting busy.
It's definitely getting busy. We can just sense it now when we have with our buyers. We have a lot of buyer clients at the moment. And definitely this month we've been trying to take our clients out to some showings, and we're finding that homes are selling so much quicker. Sometimes our clients, some of them are from out of town, so we try to line up showings for the weekend. And by the time the weekend rolls around, our showings are cut in half because most of them have sold so fast. So that's, yes. It's a great indication of what's coming and of the spring market and the confidence coming back. It's definitely feels like there's been a shift.
Yes. And I don't know about you, but I'm also finding that the homes that are selling are still conditionally sold. So they're not always getting unconditional offers.
That's right.
So you can still put in a financing clause or a home inspection. Thank goodness. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know about that down the line, but right
but
now.
But we are seeing, right now, we are seeing some competing offers again.
For sure.
Yeah. Not the way it was, thankfully, but yeah.
Yes, depending on the homes that we're visiting, depending on the price ranges, we're seeing lots of different things happening. But mm-hmm. overall, the climate seems to be a very positive one. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a really good time. If you're sitting on the fence, it's a good time to consult with a mortgage broker and find out exactly what the numbers look like for you. And every scenario is very different.
I agree.
I feel that we are doing a lot more colorful searching for ways to get our buyers into homes and selling our sellers' homes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And I also feel still it's kind of area specific. And so we'll find different pockets of the city are selling much quicker, I find still, than some others. And I'm still noticing, though, a lot of homes sitting, and that's due to the pricing issue. The homes that are priced well and are attractive in a good neighborhood are still going quite quickly, but there's still a few on the market that I'm noticing that have been hanging around since December, January, 100 days on market, maybe a bit more. We know what that means, right? So
the pricing
is still an issue. So that is really important when selling your home in this market too, that you just can't, you really have to get your numbers down correctly. Yes, or else you will find yourself still sitting on the market.
Yes, I think that's one of the biggest takeaways and the tips that we could really give our people in Ottawa is to, especially if you're selling your home, is to really take the time to price it correctly and avoid it sitting on the market.
I mean, we've got a perfect example. We took an out-of-town buyer several weeks ago. We took them on a home shopping tour, and, Everything was selling around them. This one particular house, and we looked at the history of it, it was 305 days on market.
Wow.
Now, this house is drop-dead gorgeous. And all the other houses around it were selling faster. Well, it becomes stigmatized a little bit after that amount of time on the market, right?
People are wondering
why. We took them to see this property. and they put an offer in and got it. But 305 days, and a lot of this could have been avoided by pricing it properly, because they had, from the time that they listed it to the time that it sold, it was almost a $300,000 price difference. Wow. So there's,
that's,
you know,
significant.
So nobody's happy, right? The seller's not happy that the house isn't selling. The realtor's not happy that they have an unhappy client.
Yes.
And, you know, this could be avoided by pricing it properly the first time.
And when we're talking pricing, really, we're talking about meeting with sellers and talking about market value, comparing to what properties are selling around. And really, we're establishing that selling price moments before it's going to the market, because it really depends on what is sitting there.
It could change very quickly
from one day to the next, from one season to the next. So we're talking to sellers ahead of time. Exactly. We planned listings this spring. We had planned them back in the fall. So back in the fall, our numbers were completely different than what our numbers are now, which is normal. But that is even more important. It is even more important now to actually price correctly, because you just want to nail that price and want to avoid any sitting on the market and then having to take reductions in prices.
So there's a danger of overpricing, but underpricing, you know, it's a little bit different.
So
you know?
What's the strategy with underpricing? Where do you think that could play?
Well, you know, what happens when you underprice?
More people looking.
You get more people
excitement.
Looking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even the offers that come in. So you may get multiple offers. And no one at this point, unless you reveal them, and we can talk about that later about open offers, but no one knows what the other offers are, but you're going to get the one that knows the value and can go up to that. So you end up with a higher price than what you were, you know, initially going to list at.
And that's that strategy. That's how that works. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I think we can pretty much figure out that if the home is on the market, it shows beautifully, there's beautiful pictures, it's in a great location, and it's still sitting there, and you've done everything you can to showcase it, to advertise for it.
Yeah,
it's the price.
It's always
the price.
It's always the price.
Always go back to the price.
It's always the price.
Yeah, always the price.
We're a broken record here, but it's true.
But it's so important. It's so important. Yeah. I just really think that, you know, I know that clients have numbers in their heads that they want, and maybe their neighbor sold their house down the street in a really hot market 2 years ago, and they got $100,000 more, and we're suggesting now a price that's a bit lower. Just, you know, it's what the market is right now, and that's how that works. So it's just so important to price it correctly. I mean, it does make all the
difference. And a lot of people think that it's the real estate agents that are dictating the price, but it's not. It's the buyers.
That's right.
So
what are they going to pay for it?
It's what they're willing to pay.
And the market doesn't lie, typically. So it just...
You can't fool the market.
You can't fool it. You cannot fool it. And you can try.
So we have pricing as our number one overall tip. Price it right. We've all agreed on that.
Presentation is the next thing.
So you're pricing according to what you're delivering.
Exactly.
You know, if you have renovations that are done, you're pricing differently than if you have renovations that need to be done on the exact same home. So what are we going to offer for tips for the buyers in the spring selling season?
Well, don't
run.
Don't try to not fall in love with every home that you see, because as the competition grows, you might find yourself making offers on several different homes. So just have that expectation that don't get discouraged. The right one will find you. You'll find the right one, and choose a very, you know, great realtor with patience as well, and work well together, and, you know, talk strategy, talk offers, pricing. I mean, it's not always about the highest price that wins. It could be about the closing date. It could be about
conditions.
Your conditions. So there's a lot of factors to play in with buyers that they can get creative. So just be creative and don't get discouraged.
You're so right. And just more to that point is, you know, for the buyer, don't get invested. It's really easy for us as realtors to say, but wow, when the buyer is right, you know, really loving
it's
the
emotional.
Home, it is very emotional.
Yeah.
But it speaking to your point, it really does make more sense to slow down, take your time. You could be tied up in an offer when the house of your dreams in the perfect space and place and price comes up, and you're tied up in another offer.
True.
And this is the market where you're seeing listings popping up every other day.
Yeah.
We're going to start to see more and more as we get through the April and May time. May seems to be in our Ottawa market where we see the majority of the sales happening. So we're coming into a really exciting time.
Yes.
Yeah. If we compare, well, and also the very first thing the buyer needs to do is have their numbers, down pat. Right.
First and foremost.
And in actual fact, a really good tip is to actually get a pre-qualification letter from your mortgage, from your lender. To have that sometimes gives you an edge when you're putting in an offer. If you have that letter already from your bank showing that you're completely pre-qualified, so in other words, they've looked at all the documentation, they've gone through everything, and you have a letter, if you can attach that letter to
the
offer.
Yeah, definitely. And I think having the right real estate agent, as you mentioned, Tara, that's very important. Because they're the ones that you need the knowledge, and we're back to negotiating quite a bit. Negotiating not only during the offer time, but during home inspection.
Yes.
And you need somebody who has, all the knowledge of the different clauses to use, the different strategies of how to get you that that home and win.
And win, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the
yeah.
more knowledgeable your agent is of how to be creative, the better chances you have of obtaining
That's
that home
right.
and making sure that, they are aware of, we just had a scenario too where we told one of our clients not to bid any higher, although she did love the home. We just didn't feel it was worth it, to be honest. So we just said, you should stop here, because we also want to, not let our buyers get carried away. It's, we're bidding, it's competition,
yeah.
we want it, but now we're overpaying. So we also want to make sure that it's not just about the sale. We're looking out for their best interest as well. So to have a realtor that cares about the interests of their clients and not just their next paycheck, I think is very, very important.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Okay. Let's talk about some great tips. Let's talk about some great tips for sellers who are thinking about possibly getting ready to list their home or thinking about listing their home. Maybe they're just thinking. Maybe, they're waiting to see what they can buy first. We have a lot of the scenario where we have people that want to sell their homes, but that perfect home hasn't come up yet.
Mm.
They need a place to go. So let's offer our listeners some tips on selling in this spring season.
Oh, there's so many, right?
Yeah. Well, we talked about listing price.
Listing price is very important.
But prepping your home for sale.
Yes.
So what are the things that you usually tell your seller?
Again, there's so many different things to advise them on. I like to say, if my clients have pets, to make sure that they have a plan for their pets. Not everybody loves a big dog in the house. Some people are afraid. There's, of course, the scent issue. So just having a plan for your pets, have them out of the house
gone.
And also trying to take care of the scent as well. Scent is so important. It's one of the first impressions when you open the door, and you don't want to be hit by an odd scent. So try to neutralize that, but don't go with the over perfumey, Glade type plug-in. That's very, very perfumey, very strong. People are very, reactive as well to strong scents, whether they be, cat litter or floral bouquets.
Exactly.
So, and they also think that when you're over scenting your home, is that there could be a problem that you're hiding.
Mass.
So there's
Absolutely.
That stigma as well that, is there a mold issue? What are they hiding with the strong perfume? So try and get your scents down, make it inviting, soft, natural, as natural as possible.
Clean smelling.
So that's my tip. I think get your scent down.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. That's a great point, actually. I guess mine is, my pet peeve is a lot of times when you're showing up at a listing and you're going to show your buyer or client this home, and it doesn't show well from the outside. So I think, making sure that you've got a fresh coat of paint on your front door, maybe a nice wreath, a nice new fresh welcome mat.
Yes. Mm.
No rusty mailboxes, please.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get a new mailbox, even
Quick
the letters, even the numbers, fix that. Your exterior fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a house from the 80s, maybe upgrade those 80s
These
outdoor
are all small
fixtures.
You can do
and they're
too.
All small and not expensive.
Right? Yeah.
But when you walk up, when you, and you're fiddling for the key, people have time to kind of look around. Like, what's going on here? Well, first impressions are created in what? Six seconds?
Mm-hmm.
6 seconds?
Yeah.
pretty quick.
So so
an opinion has been formed.
Yeah. Exactly. So that I guess that's one of my favorite tips.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess we could also mention that we all have those handymen if anyone needed somebody too.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have some great people, great contacts for that.
Help you with all this.
My tip would probably be a fresh coat of paint inside. Mm-hmm. So paint can just do wonders. If you don't do anything else, just a fresh coat of paint, especially from the inside as you walk in, the baseboards, little details, you know, because if it looks like a clean, fresh coat, it looks like your home's been well-maintained. And of course, the color, I guess everyone's been doing a lot of whites.
I've noticed that lately. They're moving away from the grays a bit.
And I know the dark, moody colors are really in, but I am noticing more whites and bright. Everything to brighten up a home.
Yes. Yeah. Make it feel fresh.
Yeah, I love that. Love the
Make
paint,
it feel fresh with the scent. Make it feel fresh with the curb appeal. Freshen it
fresh
up.
Fresh coat of paint.
Fresh coat of paint.
I think that's the theme so far. Are you going to continue our theme?
I'm going to continue fresh theme.
I like this.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so let's freshen up our closets. Okay. I think, you know, whether you're planning to sell this year or not, take advantage of the spring and clean, declutter. Mm-hmm. You know, every spring you should be getting rid of things that are unneeded, things that kids grow out of. I know
I need to do it.
I'm speaking to all of us here. But really, to go through the home room by room, and I like to start at the front foyer, take everything out of the closets, take everything out and put back minimal, put back what is needed, and then take everything out, find a catch basin in your home, and just tuck everything into the, you know, end of your basement, and then you can sort it out there, and you have a nice clean foyer. So as soon as you walk in, you're feeling, your guests are feeling invited, you're feeling invited into your home.
Things seem bigger too.
They seem bigger.
When they're less cluttered.
And you've already started your packing process as well, so you're killing two birds with one stone. You're packing things
away. Don't unpack it until you move.
Don't unpack it.
Exactly. And then just go through the whole home, room by room, closet by closet, under the beds, behind the closet doors, these places that home sellers like to hide things. Well, the home sells quicker because it is looking.
Don't open that closet.
Yes.
I know. You ever have that happen when you're actually walking into a showing, you open the closet and everything
is.
It's like, oh my God.
The garage.
But if you need a place to park everything, it's very common to have the garage full and a spot in your basement or storage room. That's okay.
Our clients do ask us that. They say, you know, is it okay if we put everything in the garage? The simple answer is yes. Put it in the garage. Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
And start packing it up. Start putting it in boxes. Label the boxes. And,
and you're halfway there.
Yeah, it's
great. That's a great tip. Love that. Oh, so I just wanted to say that we're not just going to be discussing the market as well. We're going to, you know, we are going to be discussing market trends and stats, but we're also going to talk about hot paint colors. We're going to be talking about usable tips and hacks to maximize your dollar when preparing your home for the market. So those are things that we're going to talk about in the future, the little takeaways, you know, just to maximize your investment, like how you were saying, light fixtures, small things that don't cost very much, but really create a really big difference in energy when the client walks up to the house. They're just wowed by these. So we're going to be giving you a lot of these helpful tips as well. And if you are planning on doing any major renovations before you're selling, we can let you know which ones could give you the biggest return on your investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And which ones might not. Because I think it's important that you pick ones that you will get a return on. You know, a lot of people focus on, or they go too far. And if you're just doing this to list your home, maybe there's another way that you can do, you make it look fresher, like a mini renovation without, you know,
spending big
thousands
dollars.
Of dollars. So we're going to help with that as well going forward.
Excellent. Yeah. And then focusing on the community, I think, too, Tara? That we wanted to, because we're all big supporters of local, for sure.
We are. We're all big supporters of local. So we'll be doing a lot of showcasing of different small businesses here, whether it be like goodies or services, you know, just local products that we love, that we've tried. We want to share that with you as well. So we'll be focusing, maybe we'll do like a little segment or something on, you know,
a little spotlight
on, you know, a service or a restaurant or something like that.
Each week.
Yeah, exactly. Every time. Because we're all kind of passionate about that.
Yes. That'd be great. So if you have a business, we would love for you to write in, because we would, you know, absolutely give you a little showcase.
Yes.
Yes.
I'd love to do
absolutely.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, Corey, what do we have going on for upcoming episodes?
Well, so I thought it was really interesting this week particular. I guess we all know that the federal government announced two changes coming for first-time buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So the first is a $60,000 limit for withdrawing from RRSPs, and that's up from, I think it's $35,000?
I think that's
for withdrawing from RRSPs under the Home Buyers Plan. And the second is a new allowance for 30-year amortizations mm-hmm. for first-time buyers on insured, so less than $1 million purchase price. Only on new builds. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is discuss this maybe and see what the implications of that are. Do we feel that it's good? Do we feel it's bad? Do we feel
is
indifferent? Is it helpful?
Yeah, I know it's an election season coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So do you want to let us know?
Are they buzzwords? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll maybe delve into that a little bit deeper.
If you're a first-time home buyer, you're definitely going to want to tune in and listen to our next episode.
100%.
Of the She Sells Ottawa podcast.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So before we wrap up, let's take a moment to manifest your dream home. Close your eyes and envision every detail, from a cozy fireplace, the spacious kitchen, lush backyard, and take a deep breath and visualize yourself stepping through the front door, feeling the warmth and comfort of your perfect space. Now open your eyes and remember, manifesting your dream home is just the beginning. Take action today by subscribing to our podcast for more tips, insights, and inspiration on your journey to finding and creating an ideal living space. Remember, your dream home is closer than you think. See you on the next episode.
Bye, everyone.